We're back for another season of Beyond the Playbook with us, analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. The last time we talked, of course, the Bills coming off that playoff appearance and ending that long, long drought. But before we talk about what's happening this season, let's just talk about some of the many changes the Bills have gone through this year.
Yeah, going into the year, this year's version of the Bills, it kind of seems almost like a scratch-off lottery ticket. There's hope, and there's definitely a chance that things could go well, but probably not. You know, so let's, I guess, get into the reasons for the probably not first. We'll start with the payroll situation. The Bills have more dead salary cap money than any team in the league by far. In fact, $54 million of the $177 million cap has been spent on players who were traded or retired. Tough to compete when the roster spending is so restricted. And look no further than the offensive line, a reshaped unit on the cheap, which did not look promising during the preseason. But the most significant question mark is, of course, quarterback, last year's fifth-round pick, Nathan Peterman, the starter instead of rookie first-rounder Josh Allen. And given the apparent limited roster talent, it might actually be better to see what kind of team they have before throwing Allen, their biggest asset, into the fire and simply hoping for the best. But definitely don't want to be too negative, particularly on a beautiful Friday. So let's take a look at the main reasons to be optimistic and look no further than the team's youth and new additions. This is what the hope of many surprisingly good seasons around the league are often built around. The Bills brought in two defensive standouts in linemen Star Latulale and Trent Murphy. If both can stay healthy and in top form, they could be a much-needed upgrade, particularly when it comes to pressuring the quarterback, which was a real deficiency for the Bills last season. Add to the mix rookie linebacker Tremaine Edmonds and lineman Harrison Phillips, along with a really strong defensive backfield filled with Pro Bowlers and should have been Pro Bowlers, and the Bills' defense has a chance to pleasantly surprise a lot of doubters, along with giving Buffalo a chance to be better than many observers might be predicting.
Love the optimism for sure.
Got to do it.
All right. Now, will you be dousing that optimism by looking ahead to Sunday's game?
A little bit. You know, we face the Ravens, Buffalo that is, and it was with the Ravens' final loss of the 2017 season, which booted them out of the playoffs and created that one magical moment when their heartbreak was Buffalo's celebration. It was, of course, Baltimore's loss that the Bills broke their 17-year playoff drought. That was then, this is now, and season openers, they're some of the most difficult games to predict with new players on each team, and I guess now that I've adequately hedged, let's do some predicting. And on paper, the Ravens are going to be a major matchup challenge for the Bills right off the bat. Baltimore features what looks to be one of the better defenses in the NFL based on how the Bills handled quarterback pressure in the preseason. Could be a long day for Nathan Peterman if the offensive line doesn't figure out a way to gel and keep him upright. And, well, that is a big if from what we've seen over the last several weeks. But on the other side of the ball is where the Bills may have a better opportunity. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco is solid, yet often unspectacular. Now, given that the best part of Buffalo's roster is likely the defensive backfield, they should have ample opportunity to excel as they face Flacco, who averaged less than 200 yards per game last season, which ranked Baltimore's passing offense among the worst in the league. So with all that, recent histories of both teams suggest a low-scoring game, and in a low-scoring game, anything at all can happen, so it should be a fun Sunday.
Well, I look forward to it, Matt. We look forward to, again, talking to you every Monday and Friday for Beyond the Playbook, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.